I'm very disappointed in the result because I thought they were there for the taking. You know, we set up in the game and we set up throughout the week and we were confident, we were lively, and you know, we've had great training, and then we've gone into the game and we just went nervous. And in the first half, to me, just thinking back, you know, it was like two nervous teams scared of making a move because, you know, it was a must-win game to me. And also we're coming at half time, it was scrappy, and I was like, listen, there's only us that'll lose this game. You know, they're not going to win it. It'll be ourselves. So, you know, we just need to keep the ball, and just the basics were going wrong here and there. And yeah, but as this was happening, we were always in control, if I'd say, because we weren't being cut open. We, you know, we, on a positive, I thought we defended brilliantly. And I thought the only way we'll concede a goal today is a mistake, and that's what caused the goal. You know, I know they had a chance in the first 10 minutes. Again, due to us giving the ball away. And then get the free kick. Were, again, concentration. We weren't marking up. So we got a let off with that one. So, but then I think we rise to the game then. And we kind of took it to them, but not in a great way, where an entertaining way. We're kind of fumbling and huffing and puffing through them. You know, and we had lots of our chances. You know, our combination play in the final third, it was lacking. It wasn't there. So, you know, when I come in, you know, we were conceding lots of goals, and I set my marker on getting it tight at the back. And, you know, I actually thought, you know, there's your third clean sheet in four games, the way that we were defending. Because, you know, obviously you're not going to know from what there, but we lost two centre-halves, not one at half-time. Another one went out patched up, and he carried on for the rest of the game, Chris Lynch. Because he didn't want to come off, and so we were down to 10.5 men. But you couldn't tell because they weren't troubling us. So it was all down to us and getting on that ball, but just the basics, you know. Our 10-yard pass wasn't going to our own feet. We were trying to do 30-yard balls instead of a simple 10, 15, and creating angles. And it's stuff we've been working on in training.
And I suppose what you're saying is true, really. I mean, defenders make mistakes all the time, and it was just literally one mistake. In fact, it's probably two mistakes if you include the not dealing with the ball that does go high up in the air from O'Halloran's clearance.
Yeah, the keeper.
But these mistakes happen. The thing that's more troubling is the goal scoring aspect, and it's about covering for those mistakes by scoring more goals than the opposition. And I think their goalkeeper only made a stunning save in the 93rd minute, I think, from a Willoughby shot, and that was essentially it. Everything else was players diving in front of it. It was literally like two teams down the bottom end fighting it out, slugging it out, but for much of the second half, it did look like we were the only team going to score, but we didn't have that gilt-edged chance, unfortunately.
No, they were all hard. Like I said, we were roughing and puffing, and we were, you know, I remember seeing at one point Harry Winter taking on two men on the left-hand side, cutting down to the byline and just pulling a cross in. And he shouldn't be out there doing that. And he was trying to do the work of two or three men at times, you know, because he feels like he has to, his captain, and he's running that extra yard. And not, he's trying to do other people's jobs, and he shouldn't have to. I was fuming a bit, but not to the point of that game was set up for us. They weren't going to challenge us going forward. They weren't going to cut us open. So it was all down to what we could do going forward. And we were working on things. Like I said, I'm training on Thursday. You won't believe it. Some of the goals they were scoring, and they were cutting in, and it was all positive leading into that game. And we just froze. So,
and that's basically what you were doing all the way home last night. You were talking to individual players. Is it a confidence thing now, where you, because we've gone so long without a win in the league, it's now self fulfilling, and you need to shake them all out of this individually?
Heads go down, don't they? You know, don't get me wrong. Heads go down when you get beat, or they miss a guilt as chance, or, you know, they make a mistake, and you just got to get them past that. Where, you know, you've got good players, you've got good players around you. You know, at the minute, collectively, we just go back and we work hard together because there's some great lads in that squad, and they're working hard for each other. And you know, if sometimes you don't get the rub of the green, do I think we deserve to win yesterday? Slightly, but it shouldn't be just slightly. It should be, you know, we should be dominating games like that. Because we had the footballers on the pitch, to cut people open, and we're not confident sometimes in just giving that ball into someone's feet if they've got a man a yard off them. Why? Get him. Let the lad deal with the ball. And you know, some I think a few times first half we did little triangles, like one touch, two touch, and it cut them open. But we didn't do it enough. We didn't do it consistently. And you know, we got both fullbacks on yellow cards in 20 minutes, and then we didn't attack them again. And again, they were there for the taking. I think for a young 16-year-old at left back, they had a centre mid playing centre half, 19 years old. You know, they weren't set up to challenge us, and that's how the game went. You know, it was a scrappy encounter first half, and at half time, you know, it's there for you. You know, keep that ball. You know, one touch, two touch, moving. I know the pitch was poor, but it was, you know, it's not an excuse. It was poor for both sides.
It's like I said to you yesterday, if you're Crawford and you can see how long that grass is, you literally just knock it past the player, don't you?
Yeah.
And go for it. We did have a chat on Friday, and you hinted to me that there was going to be a player who's played a blinder in training this week. It's easier said than done. You're going from the training pitch to playing first team football. Were you generally happy with what Crawford was showing on that right hand side? Because he is a talented lad.
Well, again, Jamal on Thursday was, I've never seen him train. He was like a different player. And, you know, I'd had a bit of a chat with him before training. You know, he had determination, and this is what I was saying to him before the game. So I've not seen you train like that before. So then that's why I've put you in that shirt. So go and prove yourself. You know, 10 minutes in, he's put his left back on a yellow card. And I keep attacking him and attacking him. And it was like a confidence thing where, in fact, no, I'll just have another touch and then cross it. Just have a bit more belief in yourself just to go. Because, you know, you're a good player. You know, I've not seen anything as fast as you. No one can catch you. You know, he was doing things to Lewis Thompson in training on Thursday night. You know, I had to go and give Lewis a cuddle. You know, it was ridiculous. So, you know, it is different training to the game, but you know, it's done at the end of the day, and we'll all get back on that training pitch, and collectively we'll work hard together, and we'll work on again that final third, get confidence back into the players going forward, and creating the chances like we did last week.
Just before you go, then, Chaddy, just you mentioned Lynch. He's been walking wounded now for ages, and you just see it occasionally during a game, and then he'll sprint it off. But he is injured,
yeah.
And I think Winter's carrying an injury as well, and Priestley. It's a bit early to tell yet how the treatment room is looking, but are you hoping it's going to be everyone will be patched up, ready for Witton Albion next Saturday?
Of course. Who doesn't want to play in the FA Cup? Who does not want to play on this Saturday? You know, they'll be crawling out the woodwork to play on Saturday, everybody. You know, I've spoke to all these players today as well. Harry will be fine. You know, Harry's just got a niggle in his back, but he had that before the game. And his answer is, I couldn't put my socks in the morning, but I'm all right by dinner. and then he cracks on. So, you know, that's work in progress. So we're just going to look after him a bit until that settles down. Chris Lynch, you know, he's gone from his groins to his calf on Saturday. So he battled on with that. And he's phoned me today just saying, oh, because we thought he pulled it at first, but now we don't. We think it was just like a dead leg in your calf. And he worked through it. Billy's Achilles, obviously, he had to come off at half-time. We thought that might have, you know, had a really bad one, but then it settled down quite quickly. So nothing's as bad as first thought. They're all being positive today, saying, oh, I'll be okay. So we'll let the physio decide that. Chris Lynch is in my mould. It doesn't matter if he's only got one leg. He'll carry on playing. And that's what I said to him at half time. He turned around because I was gonna jig it around. He went, Johnny, just leave me out there till it goes.
That's kind of what you want, I suppose, at this time.
It is all
for one and that kind of thing. But Mr. Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us on a Sunday night, and best of luck this week in training. Hope everyone's making full recoveries, and we look forward to this weekend's match against Witton Albion. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, Ben. Thank you, mate.